إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ما بعد، we continue reading from al-mulakhas al-fiqhi aw al-mulakhas afwan fi sharh kitab al-tawhid li fadilat al-shaykh al-allama al-doktor salih bin fawzan al-fawzan hafidhahu Allah ta'ala wa ghafara lahu wa li walidayhi wa lil muslimina wal muslimat amin. قال الإمام المجدد شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى وغفر له ولوالديه في كتاب التوحيد باب ما جاء في اللو، باب ما جاء في اللو أي من الوعيد والنهي عنه، وقول الله تعالى يقولون لو كان لنا من الأمر شيء ما قتلنا هاهنا، قل لو كنتم في بيوتكم لبرز الذين كتب عليهم القتل إلى مضاجعهم، وليبتلي الله ما في صدوركم وليمحص ما في قلوبكم والله عليم بذات الصدور. الآية في سورة آل عمران. Chapter 57 according to the English translation. الإمام المجدد شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله in his great book كتاب التوحيد he has a chapter ما جاء في اللو، what is said about if, when the people make this statement, if I've done this, if I didn't do this, if I didn't go there, if I wasn't present, if and the like. Sheikh Fawzan says Babu, what is said meaning النهي, that is that the Muslim shouldn't say if it wasn't for this, if it wasn't that, if I didn't do that, and the like. And the Imam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned the ayah in Surah Al-Imran. The ayah in Surah Al-Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they say, and the Shaykh says here, they refer to some of the hypocrites. They say, if we had anything to do with this matter, and this is pertaining to the battle of Uhud, the battle of Uhud. They say, if we had anything to do with this matter, then we wouldn't have even been fighting here. Aynam. يقول الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى أما مناسبة الباب مناسبة هذا الباب لكتاب التوحيد. First of all, he gives us the relevance of this chapter to Kitab al-Tawheed. The relevance of this chapter to Kitab al-Tawheed. Why, in other words, why Shaykh al-Islam, al-Imam al-Mujaddid Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahu wa ta'ala, introduced this chapter in Kitab al-Tawheed. What this chapter has to do with the Tawheed. قال أن من كمال التوحيد الاستسلام لقضاء الله للقضاء والقدر، وأن قول لو لا يجدي شيئا، وهو يشعر بعدم الرضا بالقدر، وهذا مخل بالتوحيد. He says there is a sign that from the things actually that makes one's tawheed perfect and complete, that a person should submit willingly to the qadr of Allah. Things that happen by Allah's decree, person accept them. That's from Tawheed. As for saying, if you listen to me, if we took the other route, if this and that, if we didn't come here, he says, this is not going to benefit anything. It's not going to change the reality. Rather, it gives the impression that those who are saying, if this, if that, they are not pleased with the qadr of Allah. And this is what's in violation, those actions and the statements are in violation with Tawheed. Doesn't go with Tawheed. The Muwahid accepts the Qadar of Allah. Aynam. المعنى الإجمالي للآية. The general meaning of this verse in Surah Ali Imran, verse 154. يخبر الله سبحانه, يقول الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله, يخبر الله سبحانه عما كان يكنه المنافقون يوم وقعة أحد. يوم وقعة أحد من الاعتراض على القدر والتسخط لما وقع عليهم من الله, وأنهم يقولون لو كان الاختيار والمشورة إلينا ما خرجنا ولنجونا مما حصل من الهزيمة والقتل. فرد الله عليهم بأن ما حصل قدر مقدر لا ينجي منه البقاء في البيوت, فالتلهف وقول لو لا يجدي شيئا. Sheikh gave a brief meaning to this ayah, a general meaning and a brief meaning to this verse in Surah Ali Imran. He said Allah is informing us about what the hypocrites, they conceal in their hearts in the battle of Uhud, the day of the battle of Uhud, when they went against the Qadr and they were displeased with what happened, they were annoyed with what happened. And that happened by Allah's leave, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they began to say to one another, as the matters were in our hands, meaning if it's up to them, they will not leave. They will not leave their homes and participate. And therefore we will be saved from this defeat and subjecting ourselves to killing and to be killed and the like. فَرَدَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, Allah refuted them and rebuked them by saying what happened has already decreed by Allah SWT. And them trying to stay home is not going to help them. Because whatever Allah decrees, it comes to place and it happens. So for them to show that sorrow and regret by them saying, if we stayed home, or if the matter was for us, we won't be killed and none of things happened to us, would be of no benefit. Would be of no benefit. مناسبه الآية للباب. The reason Shaykh al-Islam, Imam al-Mujaddid Muhammad Abdul Wahhab رحمه الله, chose this verse in Surah Al-Imran, verse 154, as a proof in this chapter, amongst the other proofs, because he presents other ayah and other hadith. He says, "Anna qawla law." This is law in Arabic, is if in English, law. "Anna qawla law fi al-umur al-muqaddara la yajuz," wa huwa min kalam al-munafiqin. That saying if to oppose something that has decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to oppose the Qadr is not permissible. Rather, it is from the statements of the hypocrites. Okay? And this is a mistake that some people fall into. We ask Allah to protect us.
Amen.
And we should pay attention to what we say. Sometimes you find people argue, husband and wife, father and son, couple of friends, they go somewhere, whether they go fishing, or they going to visit a sick person, or they going to participate in a seminar, for instance, or they going to work, they help each other, they all go in one car, I forget the term, what they call that?
Carpool.
Now they do carpool. But then they shouldn't fall into these mistakes. So one of them says, let's go this way, let's go the other way. And then they go the other way. They choose to go the other way. Okay? And then it's traffic jam. Ah, if you listen to me. You see? You don't know nothing. It's different if somebody knows And he has knowledge, he's like, look, it was an accident. Somebody told me it was an accident, he just came in the other way. Somebody actually, Ahwan, is stuck in the traffic. Don't take this route, because he is a brother, he just, I was on the phone with him, and he's stuck in there now. They're not moving. So let's go this way. And they should listen. No, they should avoid that. But based on no knowledge, just like if you listen to me, if you follow my way, and we won't be here. No, shouldn't do that. She said, Alhamdulillah, Qaddar Allah wa Masha'a Fa'al. And what are you doing when you're stuck in the traffic?
Dhikrullah.
Ah, Ahsant. Dhikrullah. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just remember Allah. Don't be mad. Don't do what the people around doing. Beep, beep, tit, tit. Move it. Move it where? People, subhanAllah, they be saying things. They be agitated, annoyed. Yeah, remember Allah. Or you're still listening to that talk. Alhamdulillah. Now you have more time to finish it. You know. In matter of fact, subhanAllah, it's amazing. One brother who took Shahada, an African-American brother from New York, and he did good. He went to study in Yemen. Now he's in Riyadh. SubhanAllah, it's nice. Beautiful story. And this brother, he was before Allah got into Islam, he was modeling. You know, he was a young man. He was doing super modeling and stuff. You know, those people who you see them in pictures and stuff. He was coming from Brazil, the land of fitna. And he landed in JFK. He lives in New York. And you know, New York is always jammed. You know, so the cab driver, he was from Bangladesh or Pakistan, one of those countries. And he's driving, he's jammed. The man is tired, he just want to make it home. So he says, everybody's like beeping, yelling, move it, yeah. He says, the driver, he's like he's in another world. He's not here. He said, this man, he's just like saying something in Arabic. I don't even know what it is. And he's like happy. He's not even here. Like ain't nothing happened. He's like, I told him, hey, you guys, what you doing, man? Look at everybody's beeping and everybody yelling. What you yelling, beep? Then the man, the driver said to him, if I start yelling, beeping, this car is going to fly. Or we still stuck here? And the man is like, man, he got me. I have no answer. He's like, you're right, man. But what are you doing? Because you're saying something. He said, I'm remembering Allah. I'm saying subhanAllah. I'm reading the Quran. He said, what is this remembering Allah? He said, you don't know. I'm a Muslim. Muslim? Then he starts talking about Islam. Then the brother, he says, he like it. SubhanAllah, look at the demeanor. He says, this religion make you like this? Not agitated, not in panic. Like all these, most of these people are panicking, you're not. He said, yeah, alhamdulillah. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. Islam, mashallah, we believe in Allah. Whatever happened by Allah's qadr. And alhamdulillah, we accept it. It's not going to change, not if I get mad like these guys. If we're going to fly, no, we're still stuck here. Alhamdulillah, it's good for us. We're going to make it, inshallah, whenever Allah wills. All right? So he says, man, I like to know more about this. He said, go to this masjid. He sent him to Tablighi Masjid. We don't know. He said, he went there, he read all the books of Tablighi. And then, alhamdulillah, eventually he became Muslim. And mashallah, he met a couple brothers in one of the restaurants, Salafis. And then, mashallah, they told him, as soon as they told him about the Salafi Masjid, he came from New York to Masjid al-Rahma when he was there. I came one day for Jumu'ah, I find this guy right in the minbar, in turban, and like this. I was like, subhanAllah, as soon as I finished, he came, give me a big hug. Look, I want to learn my religion. SubhanAllah, zeal, ya akhi. And he used to come every day from New York. To stay from Fajr until Isha. This man has money. He has lived the dunya. Actually, at that moment, he would just have a paper with him to sign. He has this role in one of the big shows on TV. I don't know, ER or something, he told me. I forget. He left all that, yeah. He left all that, and he, after a couple of months, he went to Guyana, in the jungle, to learn Arabic, subhanAllah. That's another story. Just to tell you the remembrance of Allah, He helps us, and He may be the door for other people. If you're in anywhere, you're in the airport, everybody's like, come on, man, why did they delay this flight? Huh? You don't know what is the flight? Look at the window, it's snowing. People, they see the evidence. It's snowing, it's pouring, it's windy. Still don't like why they delayed the flight. But then they look at the Muslim like, who's this guy? This guy, he's still reading. He's not panicking. Everybody yelling, everybody on the... Somebody, they may come to you and say, hey, sir, are you catching this flight? Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you're not going to do anything about this? No, I already paid my money. There's other people are working for us. That's why we pay the money. Don't have to worry about it. I'm sure there's a lot of people trying to figure out this, and they're the one that have they can make decision. But me, even if I do something about it, it's not going to change anything. So I'm doing something better. What are you doing? I'm reading the Quran. What is the Quran? I am Muslim. See, he may open the door. But now you find the Muslim, he's the first one agitated. Oh, come on, we're going to do something about it. You're going to do something? What is the Iman and the Qadar? What is the Aqidah? I know. I just want to share that with you, inshallah. May we استفاد من الآية. One of the benefits of this verse. أولا النهي عن قول لو في الأمور المقدرة لأنها تدل على التسخط على القدر وتجدد الأحزان في النفوس. He says that it is forbidden to say لو if as related to the matters that are predestined, predetermined and preordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Matter that decreed by Allah, you don't say if that. Why? Because it's a proof that shows the person is displeased, you know, by the qadr of Allah. And the believer is not displeased with the qadr of Allah. The believer accepts the qadr of Allah. Say, Alhamdulillah, qadr Allah, ma shaa fa'al, Alhamdulillah. Tayyib. And also, it brings and revives the griefs and the sorrows. Now they are already stuck, and then you're going to blame the person. And this have bad consequences on the relationship between the people. Friends together, like, I'm never going to ride with this guy. He didn't listen to me. If you listen, if that. No, you suggest something, he suggests something. It's not like he told him, look, based on knowledge that this road is blocked or something. No. Sometimes it's even worse than that. It become bad between spouses. How many fights took place just in... They were just going to get us some milk and some bread. Huh? Turns out to a big fight. Why? Because she's like, see, if you didn't listen to me, we won't be here now, stuck. We didn't get this accident if you take the other route. Now, what do you know? Oh, what I know? You don't listen. I don't listen. Are you this and that? One little, another, who knows? Allah Musta'an. Qadar of Allah. Rather, even if a person says, oh, subhanAllah, if I only listen to you, say, ya akhi, taqillah, don't listen to me. That's okay, it's a matter. This is decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, I said what I said, you said what you said, we went. I agree, we went with your choice. Alhamdulillah, now that's it. You never know what will happen in the other route. Now you got a flat tire. Well, who knows, maybe what happened to you in the other route. So he said to the person, Akhi, don't worry about it. This is a test from Allah. We believe in the Qadr, okay? We will never escape this. Naam, tayyib. قال أما قول انتبهوا أما قول لو تندما على فوات الطاعة فلا بأس به لأنه يدل على الرغبة في الخير. He said, now here is something important. He said, the Sheikh, he says, but when you say if, but using it to be remorseful and to show your remorse by not participating in something good, it's okay, he says. It's okay. Because this shows the person zeal for good. Is it understood?
Yeah.
Who can give me an example? An example, Hassan.
It was a conference somewhere. Someone says, you know, they wish if only they could have went.
I know. Hassan, like that. Somebody who, maybe, like he didn't go somewhere. It was a seminar. Knowledge. He says, oh, no. The people came back and said, SubhanAllah, it was beautiful. MashaAllah, the knowledge. The brothers who gave talks, Allahu Akbar, Allah gave them tawfiq. Because tawfiq is from Allah. It's not about the names. You know, some people that are, oh, who's there? Oh, man, that's a big, powerful brother. Yeah, right. Tawfiq is from Allah. Yarhamukallah. And then now when they tell him all that, mashallah, and it was a beautiful 4 days or 3 days, and there was a lot of good people. He said, subhanAllah, we've seen people from other places, other states, other races. Allahu Akbar, was beautiful. Then he said, man, if I went, see, out of zeal for to be a part of that good, the Sheikh said, that's okay. I don't know. ثانيا مشروعية الاستسلام للقضاء والقدر وعدم تسخطه. That a Muslim should submit willingly to the qadar of Allah, whatever Allah predestined and ordained and decreed. And we should never ever show any resentment or being displeased or annoyed by the qadar of Allah. SubhanAllah. And this is something we have to work. Some of us have to work on this. For real. Can't. Sometimes people get a hair, I don't know, get a flat tire. What's the first thing they say? What's the first thing you should say? Huh? قدر الله ما شاء إنا لله إنا إلى رجل الحمد لله خيرا. Because some people are here when they, now you just get a flat tire, but you're still safe. You know how many people they get a flat tire and car turned, flipped, and they die. And So the first thing he said, Alhamdulillah, nothing happened to me. It's only the tire. You see? And you're going to fix it, inshallah. That's it. Even if you have to buy another tire. But look, Alhamdulillah, other people, they get a flat tire while they're driving 60 or 70 and on some cliff or don't know what. And then car turned down, and subhanAllah, now you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that you caught the flat tire while you're in the town, going 15 miles an hour. You see? So you don't sit there, but usually what people say? Alhamdulillah. You drive a car. What the people say, may say.
I'm too afraid to repeat it.
Yeah, you see? Allah is that. People say, oh man. You see? Huh? Astaghfirullah. What? Oh, not again. Somebody just got like a flat tire. Morning, Allah tests them in the afternoon. What they say? Huh? Elias?
I'm not going to say.
Okay, you guys are not going to say. So I'm the one who is supposed to say everything, right? We're just saying this so that the people, as an example, so that somebody who's saying this, they understand. They're like, oh, not again. What do you mean, not again? It's the qadr of Allah. Not again. Not me. Why is always me? Sometimes they even say, Akhi, it wouldn't happen, you with me. You remember last time you were with me too in the car? And we got a flat tire? And you'll never ride with me. That's with that he is a tiyara, remember? Or I never shop in this store again. Last time I came in this shop, this store, something happened. Yes. So we have to say Alhamdulillah and deal with the problem. Thank Allah, it could be worse. Could be worse. Thank Allah for you just have that. Other people are tested with greater. Now you say, Alhamdulillah, and you move on, and you fix that flat tire or that broken window. They took only the radio. Some people, they took the whole car. Sometimes they steal a car with the baby in it. Yeah, that happened before. Steal a car with money in it. Somebody just gets some money and everything is gone. Paperwork is gone. So you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثالثا أن الحذر لا ينجي من القدر. Taking precaution, yes, you take precaution, you see what's good for you, but still, that doesn't gonna save you from, and it will never prevent you from falling into what Allah has decreed. Okay, take your precautions. Now, make same way you, for example, before you get on the road, you look at the traffic, especially using the means in our time. Okay, alhamdulillah, the Google Map and all that, because they give you updates. If you do Google Map on those apps, they give you updates. Like they keep telling you about what is the accident, if there is any accident, if it's cleared out. And they're good. They're pretty much, you know, accurate. Okay? But still, that's not going to prevent you from following what Allah has decreed for you. Everybody passed but you. And don't say, why them are passing and not me? Say, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Because if you say, Eve, why not? Because, oh, look at them. And then shaitan is going to open a lot of windows. You know, like in the computer. You're trying to finish one test, one subject, and you start opening some pop, windows pop, you should close them. Right or wrong? If you open them, what's going to happen?
You get a virus.
You get a virus,
anything,
yeah.
Anything pops up.
Anything pops up. If you open that one, more pops. More. And subhanAllah, and it takes you away from the reason why you are sitting in front of that screen. Same thing, ya akhwan. If you open, if you say that, if open that window, it's going to be another window to open. What about this? What about that? What about them? And then when the officer come to you, you're already,
Agitated.
You stopped me because of I am this. You didn't stop them. You're agitated now. Is it going to help you? No. But if you, mashallah, you said, I'm stopped, people are going. I don't know why this police car stopped me. Everybody was going. You say, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. This is the qadar of Allah. First time you've been stopped in months, so why not? Why don't you say, why I'm not stopped? When you are riding in the car, stop somebody and you keep going, why didn't you stop and get agitated and say to the police, hey, why didn't you stop me? Why him? Nah, you keep going and you're happy. That's by the qadar of Allah that you didn't get stopped. Why you're happy now? Same way. You're stopped, alhamdulillah, you're remembering Allah. The officer usually come to see someone agitated, someone ready to argue. No, you're like, good morning. So, good morning to you. How are you doing today? That's it. It's like you just poured an ice bucket on his face. I say, he's like, whoa, this guy is not fighting. They're going to be nice to you. They may even give you what? A break. Better than a warning. رابعا أن من كتب عليه الموت في محل فلا بد أن يذهب إليه ولو حاول الامتناع عنه. The Sheikh says, if Allah decreed for someone to die in a particular place and moment, that person will be in that place at that moment, even if he tried not to. Even if the person try not to go there, I ain't going there. But then if Allah, if it is, because it's decreed by Allah, and if for that person to be there, even if he take all precautions, he ain't going, no, you go ahead. And he be the one, the first, how many times, maybe it happened to you, not death, but just like somebody's like, oh, let's go here. I ain't not going. No way, man, I'm done with that place. Right or wrong? I never go to grandma. Why, man, last visit was terrible. Was this? Right or wrong? Huh? I'm going to drive for 5 hours. What's happened now? They go there, they find him the first one there. He's there before them. What happened? Oh man, grandma sent me a text, man. I couldn't resist. You see? They've been trying. Look, not only that who's going to catch a ride? He's not going to drive. Nothing. Huh? Nothing. 5 hours drive only. So they were telling him like 2 weeks ago, look, listen, grandma is not feeling good. We're going. He's like, I ain't going. No way, man. Last time, that's it. I'm done. This. Then they find him there. How? He caught the Chinese bus. 9 hours. Huh? How is he's there? Qadar of Allah. Cannot escape that. No. And how many times? I'll give you an example. Somebody, for example, showing somebody how to use a knife or something that is sharp. This machine that they cut the whatever, the steel. And he's like, look, man, I'm going to show you so you don't get what? Hurt and cut, okay? Mm-hmm. Cut. All right? Careful, huh? So he's the man who's been there for 7 years. Showing someone who's the first day. I'm going to show you here so you don't get what? Hurt. These blades are, subhanAllah, amazing. They're very sharp and they turn very fast. So you got to focus, huh? So don't, inshallah, all right? He's like, cut his finger. Huh? There you go. Did he really want to cut his finger? No, he was trying to help someone, inshallah, to avoid that, right? But he couldn't avoid something that Allah has decreed for him. Even though he was taking precautions, not only for him, but he was helping somebody else, which is a good thing. Of course, if you are like that, you have some knowledge, you help others. Tell them, look, this is very serious, this machine, you don't play with this machine. You cannot be talking to somebody else while you're putting your little fingers close to this blade. Gotta focus, man. Cannot be on the phone. Cannot be talking to others. Put everything on hold. This is serious. But still, you know. ثم قال وقوله تعالى الذين قالوا لإخوانهم وقعدوا لو أطاعونا ما قتلوا. Those who they say in Surah Ali Imran also 168, those who they say to their brethren, and they stayed themselves, they stayed and take part of the battle. If they had obeyed us, they wouldn't be killed. Aina. لإخوانهم قالوا للمسلمين المجاهدين سموا إخوانهم لموافقة في الظاهر وقيل إخوان في النسب. Here, remember in the ayah, this is the statement of the hypocrites. So now how we understand this? The hypocrites saying to the believers, to our brothers, he says, because apparently they look brothers, because they all go into for the same purpose. Fi dhahir, apparently they were brothers. Somebody who see them is like, oh, these are brothers for one another. The Sheikh said, or maybe they are brothers in lineage, in the nasab. This is how we understand it, because the hypocrite cannot be a brother for the believers and the Muslims. المعنى الإجمالي للآية, the general meaning, ينكر تعالى على المنافقين الذين يعارضون القدر بقولهم لمن خرج مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم أحد لو سمعوا مشورتنا عليهم بالقعود وعدم الخروج ما قتلوا مع من قتل ويرد عليهم بأنهم إن كانوا يقدرون على دفع القتل عمن كتب عليه فليدفعوا الموت عن أنفسهم فليدفعوا الموت عن أنفسهم فهي أولى بالدفع عنها فإذا لم يقدروا على الدفع عنها فغيرها من باب أولى. Here in this ayah 168, and it's good to understand the whole ayah, because the whole ayah says الذين قالوا لإخوانهم وقعدوا لو أطاعونا ما قتلوا, the ones who said about their killed brethren while they themselves sat at homes, in those who were killed in the Battle of Uhud, if only they had listened to us, see? If only they had listened to us, they would not have been killed. So Allah said to them, say, avert death from your own selves, if you speak the truth. Okay? So here the Shaykh, he mentioned, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rebuking and refuting the hypocrites who opposes the Qadr by their statement, by them saying to those who went set forth for jihad with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Battle of Uhud. They say, had they listened to our advice and when we suggest what we suggest to them, to stay and not to sit out with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would not be killed amongst those who were killed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refute them and rebuke them by say if they have any ability of that, to save people's lives, well, let them try to avert death from their own selves if they are truthful. What is more important, their lives or the lives of others? Their lives. فَإِذَا لَمْ يَقْدِرُوا عَلَى الدَّفْعِ عَنْهَا فَغَيْرُ بَابٍ أَوْلَى. If they cannot avert death from themselves, how they can do it for others? مناسبة الآية للباب أن قول لو في الأمور المقدرة من سمات المنافقين. That once again, using this law, if in matters that are decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is from the characteristics and the traits of the hypocrites. So we should, those amongst us are struggling with this, we should correct our tongues. And in a matter of thing happened to you, say Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. قدر الله سافعل. ما يستفاد من الآية؟ Number one, التحذير من قول لو على وجه المعارضة للقدر والتأسف على المصائب. A warning, we are warned to say لو, if, in a way to oppose the qadr, and also to show grief and regret and sorrow when calamities befall us. Okay? So you don't say if and that. I say it happened, it happened, alhamdulillah. Try to do something about it. Try to fix it to the best of your ability and the like. Another example, we'll give an example. Sometimes you ask, one of us ask his young child to bring him a cup of water. And you know, young children, 9 years old, 8, 10, they still need to learn. So now he's not paying attention, whatever. Or maybe you ask them and their hands already like, wet with some sugary thing, they were eating something or whatever. So, they just finished their watermelon, or their hands are still sticky, whatever. Or they just were eating some cakes. Now you send them, go give me some water. Now they go, the water, the glass slipped. Break in the kitchen, what happened? No, you say, Alhamdulillah, Qadr Allah, Masha'afa'al. And then you look nicely. What happened? You say, son, don't worry about it. It's okay. You know, I'm your father. I'm saying this to myself because may Allah have mercy on us. It's easy to give advice, but to apply them, that's another thing. May Allah help us to be kind to our children. You know? So he said to him, son, don't worry about it. Because now at that time, that child is terrified, right? No, I didn't mean it. I'm alive, baby. You didn't mean it? Slap! Yeah, you always do this, huh? You ain't listen to me. You just like say, because that child is already terrified. Right or wrong? Oh, no, it's going to happen to me. Nothing is going to happen to your son. Things happen by Allah's leave. Alhamdulillah, don't worry about it. We still have water, we have other glasses. Dozens of them, don't worry about it. If we don't even have, Walmart is only like a couple minutes ago. Here's a dollar store, two in the area, you know? May Allah have mercy on us.
Amen.
And then you look at me and say, you know what, Allahu A'lam, son, what happened? He didn't do it on purpose, I know, but look, see your hands. See, they're greasy a little bit, so that could happen to me too. Next time, if your hands are greasy or slippery, wash them first or wipe them. Then do what you gotta do, okay? Now. ثانياً أن مقتضى الإيمان الاستسلام للقضاء والقدر وأن عدم الاستسلام له من صفات المنافقين. نعم, from إيمان, that a person should submit willingly to the قضاء and the قدر of Allah. That's from إيمان. submit. No, no, what if you did this? Why did you do it? Why you didn't do this? Why you didn't do this? Why did you go there? Problems. That's why a lot of people fight, a lot of divorces, killings. A lot of problems happen by this. People not applying these guidelines. And in the same way, the Shaykh says, those who do not submit willingly to what Allah has decreed, this is from the traits of the munafiqeen, from the hypocrites. ثالثاً مشروعية مجادلة المنافقين وغيرهم من أهل الباطل لإبطال شبههم ودحض أباطلهم. It is legislated to debate, to engage in debates against the hypocrites and other than them, from the people of falsehood, to repel and negate their doubts and to refute their falsehood. And of course, this is for the people who have knowledge and qualified. We have one hadith. You're tired? You're tired, guys? Or, huh?
Just woke up.
It's okay if we just woke up. Yeah, that's right. Now, وفي الصحيح عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال احرص على ما ينفعك واستعن بالله ولا تعجزن وإن أصابك شيء فلا تقل لو أني فعلت كذا لكان كذا وكذا ولكن قل قدر الله وما شاء فعل فإن لو تفتح عمر الشيطان. This hadith explains the ayahs. This is like a summary. Alhamdulillah is going to help us of what we've been just learning. This hadith in the Sahih, meaning Sahih Muslim. In Sahih Muslim, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, from the narration of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, persist in what benefits you. Seek Allah's help and do not behave helplessly. And if something happens to you, do not say, if I had done this, then that would be. But say, Allah has decreed and He has done as He willed. Now, يعني قدر الله وما شاء فعل. قدر الله وما شاء فعل. Because if this, when people say if this death opens a way for the work of shaitan. Now you say if, now you open the door for the shaitan. Now, the general meaning. I'm skipping the wordings. Sheikh explains some wordings. المعنى الإجمالي للحديث, the general meaning of this hadith, يأمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذا الحديث بالحرص على النافع من الأعمال والاستعانة بالله في القيام بها وترقب ثمراتها وينهى عن العجز. He said in this hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he orders to be diligent to do what's beneficial for you. Don't just do anything. Whenever something comes your way, you're going to do it. Rather choose to do whatever beneficial for you. And it's not going to be easy. That's why he said you should seek Allah's help. Things come your way, okay, let's do it. Oh, let's go there. Look at that. Look at this. Listen to this. Eat this. No. He said do what's beneficial for you. And seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do that. And what's going to help you is to know the fruits. What is the fruit of this? And what is the reward of this action as opposed to this action? Okay? وَيَنْهَا عَنِ الْعَجْزِ وَلَا تَعْجَزًا. Let me see how they translate that, لَا تَعْجَزًا. جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ. Finish. He said, seek Allah's help and do not behave helplessly. In a better translation,
thank you.
And don't be lackadaisical or
Sheikh, what they mean is their case.
What is it? Not Sheikh, no, they mean in the book, in here, but they translate it different. What is it? And do not be lazy. Yeah, that's it. Like today is called, and lazy and the like. Now, لأنه ينافي الحرص مع ما ينفع. ولما كان الإنسان معرضا للمصائب في هذه الدنيا أمر بالصبر. Since you are in this life, are you subjected to trial and tribulations? Now you are ordered to be patient. You know, be patient. That's what the Muslim do on the believer. And don't always say, well, if I did this, if I did that, if I didn't do this, if I left that, if I didn't go there, because none of this will be of any help. لا يجدي شيئا مع أنه يفتح الإنسان ثغرة لعدوه الشيطان يدخل عليه منها فيحزنه. So when calamities happen or things didn't happen the way you planned, and so they happen when you're subjected to the qadr of Allah. You try your best to do certain things, achieve some things, to make it somewhere, but remember, you're a human being. You're a slave of Allah. You're under the will of Allah. So the believer, when things happen different way, he's like, Alhamdulillah, I tried, but this is the qadr of Allah. And do not be sad and mad and grieved, and don't show any opposition to the qadr of Allah by saying, lo, if we did this, if we didn't make it, if we stayed, if we took the other route, then, because this is not going to help you, but rather open a door to your enemy, the shaitan, to add more sorrow and grief to your problem. مناسبة ذكر الحديث في الباب أن فيه النهي عن قول لو عند نزول المصائب وبيان ما يترتب على قول من المفسدة. The reason Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad al-Wahhab chose this hadith amongst the proofs in this chapter, he said that it is prohibited to say if at the times of calamities and along with the evils that come with that, when the people say, if I didn't do this, even if I said that, and the like. Lastly, ما يستفاد من الحديث, some of the benefits of this hadith. Number one, الحث على الاجتهاد في طلب النفع العاجل والآجل ببدل أسبابه. Islam incites us to, and this hadith is among the many narration and texts that incite us to be diligent in seeking and doing that which is beneficial for us, whether in this life or in the hereafter. But by following the means as well, not just hoping, following the means. Number two, like for example, things that will help us in this life and the hereafter is the deen, learning the deen. Can't just sit like, you gotta make efforts. That's what make a difference. Those that make efforts, alhamdulillah, they make it. You know, likewise in the dunya, you want to make some money, follow the means. You may make a lot of it, you may not make only enough. But at least you follow the means. That's very important. And the means that are legislated, not any means. Haram, halal, doesn't matter. No, it matters. ثانيا وجوب الاستعانة بالله في القيام بالأعمال النافعة والنهي عن الاعتماد على الحول والقوة. That is obligatory for us to seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while we're doing these righteous deeds. Aina. And it's prohibited to depend on your skills. Say, look, I got it. I got skills. No, you still have to seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thalithan, annahyu anil azzi wal bitala wa ta'til asbab. It is strictly prohibited in Islam to be lazy. And to be a burden on others and not to follow the means. Like some people, they understand the tawakkul different way. Like, look, man, I'm Muslim now, alhamdulillah. If Allah wants anything for me, He's going to come the whole way to my house. He don't want to go job, nothing. No, tawakkul. Because rizq is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doesn't matter, I go to work, don't go to work. If it's decreed for me, it's all decreed for me. No, but Allah tells us to follow the means. أي نعم. رابعا إثبات القضاء والقدر وأنه لا ينافي بذل الأسباب والسعي في طلب الخيرات. نعم this hadith affirm the qada and the qadar. And yes, Allah has decreed everything. Nothing will happen in any way except exactly as Allah decreed. And this doesn't oppose you going and seek the means. Okay? So a person should not say, look, since the matters are all decreed, so why am I going to go to work? It's already decreed. No, you don't know what's decreed for you. And Allah commands us to follow the means. So you follow the means and you depend on Allah. Okay? خامسا وجوب الصبر عند نزول المصائب. It is an obligatory upon us to be patient and show patience and perseverance at the times of calamities. And for that, you don't say nothing that opposes the qadr. You don't say, why me, why not him, why always me, and that's because of you, because of that. La. Say alhamdulillah, don't say anything, be patient. سادسا النهي عن قول الله على وجه التسخط عند نزول المصائب وبيان مفسدتها. Likewise, from the benefits of this hadith, it is prohibited to say if shown you know, annoyance and being displeased with the qadr of Allah at the times of calamities when they befall. And the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned to us the evil consequences of that. سابعاً التحذير من كيد الشيطان. Also this hadith warns us from many hadith against the plots of the shaitan. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. بارك الله فيكم وجزاكم الله خيرا.